KO4AN Mobile.
Okay, KO4FB, I got 2K8JOY, I got you, stand by. Who is the mobile station?
Kilo Quebec 4, Echo November, Paducah, Kentucky.
Okay, Kilo Quebec 4, give me the rest of that call.
Echo November.
Okay, I heard you was in Kentucky. Give me your name, sir.
Wait till it clears up better. I got a lot of crackling out here. Maybe there's some weather coming through. Yes, Kilo Quebec 4, Echo November. I'll be listening tonight. First name, Reed.
Okay, Reed, we're going to put you in listening mode over here. Good to hear you, sir. Were you in the affected area?
No, I'm camping out in a truck. I got a delivery in Leafield in the morning. A little bit of damage on the way here, but I've been making a lot of deliveries, so I'm a truck driver.
Okay, well, very good. Thank you for doing a great job at what you do, sir. Hey, I will get back to you. I hope you stick around.
Yeah, I'll listen. It might get better.
Hey, very good, Reed. Kilo Quebec 4, Echo November, got you. And good evening, Mr. Bell. Good to hear you, sir.
Yeah, sounds good, Jesse. You're coming in pretty good. Band's a little bit long, but you're making a trip about 15 over 9, over.
Okay, yeah, roger, roger. I wasn't sure how propagation was. We've been having a lot of crazy solar activity lately. But you're sounding good. Hey, let's see, Mr. Bob, hey, J-O-Y, how copy?
You're a little light. I can hear Bill better than you, but I can hear you okay. You're doing good, Jeff.
Okay, roger, roger. Yeah, right, well, very good there. Appreciate that, Bob, and we'll continue on then. Hi, this is Kilo Golf 4 Zulu X-ray Charlie. Yeah, Bob, I do not have the internet up and running again tonight. We've had some major setbacks with the computer, so if you don't mind doing the logging again.
I have already started the logger, over.
All right, very good, thanks. I'm having some real technical issues. Anybody out there knowing more about computers than I do, please help. Hey, let's see. This is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, ladies and gentlemen. Who else is out there? Alright, well, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 check-in so far, counting myself. This is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, and I am Jesse out of the Electric Fraud State of Pennsylvania calling CQ for Liberty Net. Is anyone else?
Yeah, WB2JA X-ray, Gary in Point Pleasant.
Got you in there, sir. You're
sounding
a little bit light on me, but I did have you in there. How's things up in Jersey?
Yeah, well, I forgot.
Yeah, really light also. 100 watts ain't doing it
tonight for me,
over. Okay, roger, roger. Well, yeah, I know the bank is just a little squirrely today, so hopefully you'll improve. So, W2JX, we got you in there, sir. Thanks for being here.
Okay, good.
All right, got anyone else before we start the Wednesday Night Liberty Net? Please come out.
N2JTT is on there.
Would you like to open the door?
I could do that for you. N2JTT is also on the air.
Okay, also recognize N2JTT, Miss Laura, also out of PA in listening mode. Okay, very good. Go ahead and take it away, Bob.
on this 75-meter Liberty net tonight. This is a directed net, and I believe it is the longest running and only current events discussion net on amateur radio now, and since the year of 1974, founded by the late Mr. Victor. W1 WCR. This is the RM net, the gold Liberty thought standard. Go to libertynetradio.org. Don't go to the other domains because your eyes will be burned by possible pedophilia. Current events and amateur radio topics, you're welcome tonight on the real, the great Liberty Net. With that being said, I'll open with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. With that being said, this is KHAY, passing it back to tonight's moderator, KG4ZX Tennessee.
Okay, very good, Bob. Well, appreciate you being here tonight, and thank you once again. Sorry I could not be here over the last Saturday night, I believe. Something came up, but I cannot remember. My memory is getting vague anymore. Hey, but anyway, I'm going to start the net out with something simple tonight. Due to the fact that I'm going to be running portable station next couple weeks, going down to beautiful South Carolina. Some time down there with some family, so I don't know how my station is going to be going from there. But I do encourage everybody to get out and really focus on their antenna projects over the winter months while the leaves are off the trees. It's a good time to start coordinating your efforts into getting a good signal coming out of the radios. And that will help out on the Liberty Net for sure. Let's see. I don't really have a whole lot of information in front of me I wanted to start the net off with, Bob. But I'd like to thank everybody for being here. I will say this. 95% of the NFL was caught giving money to support a lot of different events. I believe Black Lives Matter and some of the other LGBTs and all the other organizations. That was something I read earlier today, and I just wanted to bring it to everybody's attention. Quit watching football, because all you're doing is giving these people money to their perverted cause. With that being said, I'm going to move it up to Mr. John out of Tennessee. Thanks, everybody, for being here. This is KG4ZXT. Hand it over to N4XYZ. Come aboard, John, and
Okay, good evening. I know I appreciate it, and everyone else does. I don't have a whole lot to read tonight since I don't see very well. I thought I'd just get in here and make a few comments. It kind of seems like Washington, D.C. has become a den of rattlesnakes, and I noticed that Adam Schiff, he was caught fabricating more lies like he did during the Trump impeachment, where he entirely made up lots and lots of lies about our president 45, and he's in the news again today for more of that. So I guess we can look for more of that from the liars and the thieves and the vermin. That's one of Michael Savage's favorite words, vermin. That's exactly what they are. But their nominee for the ATF, I don't recall his name, but you could just tell, you could just look into his eyes and tell that he was an absolute lunatic. And if you recall, they had some hearings, and he didn't pass. He didn't get through. And it's a miracle. Thank you, Lord, for not letting that man become the director of the ATF. And speaking of that, you know, the founding fathers, they really, really wanted every American to be armed. And they wanted you to be able to protect your family and your farm and your homestead. And also, they had the country in mind. They wanted you to have the ability to become a minuteman and to come to the aid of your country and to protect your country. And that's where the Second Amendment comes from. And it's not too late to go out and buy an AR-15 right now. The two most popular brands for beginners that are novices and don't know much about firearms is the Ruger, and it was about $650. It's probably gone up maybe $100 or so since I last saw prices. And then the Smith & Wesson M&P Sport, that's the other one. Those are the two entry-level AR-15s. And you need about 10 magazines and several thousand rounds of ammunition just to have on hand. You may pass it down to your children or may pass it on down to your grandchildren. But sooner or later, someday it's going to be needed, and you'll have it. And also the pistol that our choice is the Glock 17 and 19, and in 9mm. So you might want to think about going out and buying a Glock 19 or 17 in a AR-15 while you still can, because they're not illegal yet, but they could become any day. So back to net control from M4SYC.
Okay, very good. Thank you, John. And everybody needs to also have as many rounds as they can possibly handle anymore, because you never know when you got to go out hunting. Hey, well, very good. And I didn't prepare much of anything tonight, sir. But it's been overwhelming in the media, and I've just been trying to stay my distance away from it a little bit, because I know it drives my blood pressure down. I think we all out here what we're thinking. Hey, N4XYC, John, good to hear you. And let's move it down to Mr. Frank. W2DIO, I'm a fisher from New York. Come on in, Frank.
Okay, I'm here, W2GIO, and I haven't done much homework yet, but I was just going to go look at my email and see if I got anything from Wendy Rogers from out in Arizona. I usually get at least one email a week from her, and I want to check and see if she's got any more news on all this election fraud stuff. But I'm gonna be listening here. The only thing that I was listening to my the hippie radio station from New York, WBAI, and they had a guy on, and he was talking about the importance of local newspapers and how we've gotten away from the local newspapers, and that's where a lot of the holding the politicians' feet to the fire comes at the local level. And then, interestingly enough, in the next town up from me, Wappinger Falls, there's a weekly newspaper called The Hornet. The Hornet. And, of course, he's got a picture of a wasp on his cover of his newspaper. And because he does a little bit of stinging of the local politicians and the cooking stuff that goes on. And he's been around for a long, long time, probably at least 40 or 50 years. I think he's still publishing, but I'll have to go take a look. But at any rate, it's the only real local paper besides, well, this is the only one that I think has got some credibility. That's all at this point. So anyhow, that's it from me. I'm going to be listening. W2GIO, back to net.
Okay, very good, Frank. Appreciate that. You know, these local radio stations, believe it or not, you get a lot of information on the local level. And people need to be aware of that. It doesn't hurt to have a little bit of information what's going on around you because close proximity. Don't just follow things out here. Frank. Quick question, Bob, K-8-J-O-Y, how'd you copy, Frank?
I copied Frank pretty good. In fact, Frank's equal to you right now.
Okay, well, I wasn't sure. Okay, well, let me check things out and on this next go-around. All right, Bob, thank you, sir. You'll be right after Bill here. So let's move it down the list, and thanks again, Frank from Peacekill, W2GIO, and thanks, J-O-Y. This is Rob. Moving down to KL4FB, Mr. Bill. What do you got to bring to the table tonight, sir?
Okay, KG4ZXC, True Liberty Net from KO4FE. Okay, first off, Jesse, can you give me an audio report?
Well, you sounding as clear as I can possibly imagine. No distortion.
Okay, good. All right, thank you for that. I got a couple stories, and you'll figure out real quick what the connection is. But, you know, I wanted to say one thing before I get into the first one, and that is how the Democrats, not even the far left, but the Democrats are always seem to be cozy with the communists. And I'm not throwing that term around to mean anyone on the left. I'm talking about outright self-identified communists. They make excuses for them. They downplay them. When the Soviet Union was in existence, they even made excuses for them. And it hasn't stopped. And keep in mind, I mean, communism has motivated chaos around the world, wars, and the deaths of tens of millions of people. I mean, as hard as it is for the average person on the street, communism has killed far more people than even the Nazis, and certainly multitudes of times more than other so-called fascist regimes. And I'm thinking about Franco in Spain and Argentina and these countries that are demonized for having so-called fascist dictators. I mean, they're nothing compared to, I mean, they killed some people, political enemies, but I mean, the communists wholesale murdered tens of millions of people. It's amazing that any American politician would get within 10 miles of anybody calling themselves a communist, but that's not the reality. And here's a headline here, Fox News. Senator Blumenthal speaks at communist awards show, touts Build Back Better. Democratic senator pitches Build Back Better to Connecticut communists. Democrat Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut appeared Sunday at the Connecticut People's World Committee Amistad Awards, CPWC, which is a Communist Party affiliate, political advocacy organization. Blumenthal appeared at the event to distribute certificates of special recognition to the three recipients of awards. Video from the event was posted on Facebook. Quote, we invite you to join the Communist Party in this epic time as we make good trouble to uproot systematic racism, retool the war economy, tax the rich, address climate change, secure voting rights, and create a new socialist system that puts people, peace, and planet before profits, MC Ben McManus told the audience during the event, Blumenthal was introduced as a so-called special surprise guest. So he knew what he was doing and who he was associating with. Blumenthal said, I'm here to honor the great tradition of activism and standing up for individual workers that is represented by the three honorees here. The senator touted President Biden's Build Back Better plan in his brief remarks. He said, there's a lot to be working for in economic justice, in racial equity, in establishing a $15 minimum wage and holding corporations accountable for the basic treatment of the American people. We need to look at our entire tax system, beginning with building back better, Blumenthal said. Blumenthal also railed against the filibuster, which he said had been misused by Republicans again and again and again. In concluding his remarks, the senator thanked the audience for your help and support over many, many years. So the communists have been supporting Blumenthal for, so quote, many, many years. So I don't know, you know, anybody that could deny that Blumenthal was working with communists. Well, here's the proof that he's been doing it out of his own damn mouth. And then you wonder why the Democrats are so cozy with communist ideology, and here Blumenthal's even praising an outright self-identified group, a communist group. It's really amazing. Jaw-dropping. Here's another one, also linked to communism. This is off Daily Mail. Headline, classified JFK assassination files are finally released. Lee Harvey Oswald was in contact with a member of the KGB 2 months before the shooting, and CIA was told Russia was planning to pay a hitman $100,000 to kill the president a year before he died. So here you have clear evidence that Lee Harvey Oswald was working with the Soviet KGB. I mean, he actually lived in Russia for a period of time. He married a Russian woman, and he brought her back to the United States, and then right before the JFK assassination, he was meeting with the KGB. And the CIA knew about it. They knew there was going to be a hit on Kennedy. Anyway, here's the bullet points on the story. More than 1,500 files were released by the National Archives at noon on Wednesday about JFK's assassination. They include memos by CIA officers in the immediate aftermath of the shooting on November 23, 1963. One details how Lee Harvey Oswald met with a KGB agent on September 29, 1963 in Mexico City. The documents also include previously sealed files on Operation Mongoose, the CIA's plan to destabilize the Cuban government and remove Fidel Castro from power. Unsealed files from the 1975 Senate Select Committee on Intelligence Activities state that President Kennedy's brother, Attorney General Robert F. Kennedy, was part of the secret National Security Council group overseeing Mongoose. Not all the files will be released. The NSA is holding back some pending further review. I mean, you know, for God's sake, it's been almost 60 years. The secrecy has fueled conspiracy theories about JFK's assassination. The president was killed in 1963 by Lee Harvey Oswald while riding in his motorcade in Dallas, Texas. Oswald denied shooting JFK in his interviews with police. He was killed 2 days later while being transported by police by a nightclub owner who shot him. Now, Biden has promised to make the files public by October, but he delayed, claiming COVID backlog stalled the release. Well, anyway, they're supposed to release the rest of the files, but here we go. Another link with communism, Lee Harvey Oswald. I can remember the innumerable books that had been put out over the years where alleging it was a CIA plot, a right-wing plot. All these other people, I've even read a book last year saying that German SS commando Otto Skorzeny was involved, and he was on the right. He was involved in right wing politics in Spain after the war, but somebody wrote a book about him supposedly being involved. They don't go into detail on what he actually did, but perhaps put up some money or had some of his operatives involved. But here we have the CIA documents finally released, and it was a communist operation through and through. Lee Harvey Oswald was a communist. He was in contact with the KGB, and the CIA knew that Russia was planning to pay a hitman to kill the president. So this is yet another connection with communism, and is it any surprise they kept this information hid for 60 years? Because it would have reflected bad on the communists. I mean, I'm telling you, there are, you know, people laugh, a lot of people, especially the liberals, they make fun of Joe McCarthy. And I remember there was a book, I think it was written by Diane West, and she talks about how the communists had been infiltrated in the American government for decades, and I think she even proved that Joe McCarthy was woefully ignorant about the extent that the communists had infiltrated the government. So it seems perfectly reasonable to claim that the reason why they kept these JFK assassination files secret is because it exposed the communists as being behind the whole damn thing. They hired a communist as the hitman. He was getting instructions apparently from the KGB. They knew Russia was wanting to assassinate the president, but all this has been kept secret from the American people until it's been so long that probably half the idiots in this country don't even know anything about the JFK assassination. They probably, it doesn't register now. They don't even know anything about it, so probably figured, well, what, we can release this information. The Soviet Union's gone, and half the nitwits in this country don't even know anything about JFK. So anyway, back to you, Jesse. KG4ZXC, Liberty Net from KO4FE.
Okay, very good. Stand by. Okay, KO4FE, Kilo Golf 4, Zulu X-ray, Charlie, and this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, ladies and gentlemen. I am Jesse out of the election fraud state of Pennsylvania once again for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Thank you, Bill. I appreciate all that information, and I just want to sum it up with a few choice words. Government involvement is what is going to expose them. Government involvement. They've been involved in everything, and it exposes these public servants for what they are and the crooks that they've been for so many years now. So that's the reason they don't want to release one ounce of this information. Thank you, sir. KO4FE, Mr. Bill. Going down to Mr. Bob, KJOY. How was my signal now, Bob?
Well, it just came up, and I can hear your amplifier fan. So did you not have it turned on? Over.
I had a jumper that was coming loose.
I'm telling you what, you are a promiscuous man, because everything you have is moves.
Well, that's only because I move everything around on a weekly basis to clean it, move it, reposition it, whatever you want to call it.
All righty. Well, thank you for having a couple of people in front of me. It gave me time to fill out some things on my phone. I'm looking at making a motor vehicle deal. I just cannot stop changing motor vehicles. So I was fussing around with that while you were having other participants.
Hey, well, very good. I'm glad I could give you some assistance then. Well, what do you got to bring to the table tonight?
All righty. Well, good evening, everybody, tonight on The Real, The True Liberty Net. It's good to hear real people that have licenses and are not expired and aren't convicted of crimes. So my first article, in fact, all my articles are from the Western Journal tonight. The first one, good old Sleepy Sloppy Joe. Biden insults Kentucky tornado victim, blames their death on the wrong disaster. There is a video, but of course you can't see it. But if you're an elected leader and dozens of your constituents die in a storm, you owe it to them and their families to get the type of storm right. Guess what our president didn't do? In a speech that would have been laughable if it weren't so outraging, President Joe Biden got mixed up on the type of weather that wrought deadly havoc over five states over the weekend, although he was entirely sure it was due to climate change. He even mentions that about climate change. Do you know that there's been more tornadoes recorded in, I guess it would be decades previous than the last two decades, but that's science, and we don't want to follow the science. Biden's speech was another sad masterpiece in the cognitive decline department. However, the mainstream media generally tries to avoid. We didn't shy away from pointing out President Oval Office here at the Western Journal. You can help us by doing so by subscribing. And yet, Saturday's speech in Delaware has gone without much scrutiny, even though it's one of the most problematic performances of Biden's career that didn't involve some kind of racial problem. Quote, I'm monitoring the situation very closely since early this morning. This is likely to be one of the largest tornado breakouts in our history, Biden said. Earlier today, I called the governors of the states that have been paused, experienced severe impacts of the storm, including Tennessee, Arkansas, Illinois, Kentucky, and Missouri. So, fine, less than a minute in the speech, and he has forgotten the type of weather that hit the Midwest. His next paragraph is, Jill and I pray, pause, and I sincerely mean this, pause, pray for those who have lost loved ones and for those who are uncertain of the fate of their loved ones and the debris that you see scattered all over the hurricane's path, unquote. They lost their homes, they lost their business, and it's a tragedy. It's a tragedy, and we still don't know how many lives were lost or the full extent of the damage. So he knows it's a tornado, and then he talks to them in the speech and calls it a hurricane. Again, Donald Trump couldn't even tell the truth and people not criticize, but with this character, he just blunders and babbles along. I did not see it, but one of my other ham radio operator friends said that he is getting out of a vehicle and someone asked him about declaring it a disaster, and he said, I don't think I have the power to do that. My God, how are we going to make it? We've had him for 11 months, and the world is just about to come to an end. With that being said, good evening, Mr. Jesse. Back to you, KG4 at the X and the C, KAJOY.
That was very good, Bob. KAJOY in the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. This is KG4ZXC. It's so funny, Bob. I want to laugh and cry at the same time because, I mean, this is what we have running this country. A bunch of fools. And I don't know what other way you could put it. And I'll tell you what, everybody out there in Kentucky needs to just make sure that you vote Mitch McConnell out due to all this, because you ain't heard a word out of his own home state. So y'all need to call Mitch McConnell and ask him why he ain't down there doing something. All right, this is KG4ZXC in the wind tonight. Moving there. Thanks, Bob, K-H-L-Y. And let's see, Mr. Reed out of Kentucky. Speaking of Kentucky, Kilo, Quebec 4, Echo November. Come on in. Tell us all about it.
KK4WX checking in.
Okay, KK4WX, KK4WX. Mr. Russ, good evening, sir. Great signal.
Okay, Jesse, thanks very much. I just wanted to make sure you got me. I'll sit back and listen. KK4WX.
Okay, roger, roger. Mr. Reed, are you still with us, sir? KQ4 Echo November in the mobile. Are you still in listening mode tonight, sir? Great job on your mobile, so I'm receiving you above a 5.5, so that's good to know, Reed. Hey, well, thanks for joining us, and hopefully there'll be some more news coming your way, so sit back, listen, and Jordan Nett. Good to have you aboard. Kilo Quebec 4, Echo November, had to make sure I had the right spot. Clear with you, sir. And Mr. Gary out of beautiful New Jersey, Whiskey Bravo 2, JAX. What's everything like up in New Jersey?
Okay, very good. KG4VXNC, WB2JAX with 100 watts on a wire. I'm hoping everybody hears half what I say. But New Jersey is beautiful today. I babysitted my great-great-grandson, a little rascal who runs me around like an old man, which I am. Anyway, I want to say a couple of things. Are you copying me halfway decent there, Jesse?
Not too bad, not too bad. I got you about a 5.8, and you're above the noise by a long way.
Okay, good. All right. Let me just pop a couple of things I got written down here before I get too windy. Liz Cheney. Let's all get a hand for Liz Cheney. The Pentecost scumbag. All the other words I want to say. What a turd we have in our legislators with a labor, and they just turn around and vote opposite of what they got put in for. Anyway, that's number one. Number two, I stopped by an Asbury Park, a coffee shop in the boardwalk area. I sat down and got a coffee. I talked to one fellow, he's my age, he goes to Florida. And then another fellow I talked to, and he said, oh, I just got my shot and my booster, I'm in good shape. I made the mistake of saying I'm not vaccinated. He hit the roof. The roof is about 40 feet high. He hit the sucker when I said that. And another gentleman that was in the coffee, he jumped up. They had a book he was reading. He pulled up the holster. He said, are you people that don't have vaccines? He said, you're killing us. Two lunatics. So anyway, that's it. I'm going to keep it short because I got my notes here. I got Chris Hedges about Assange being railroaded by the government. England and the conspiracy to bring him back, probably try to kill him. Julian Assange's brother was telling that on that Chris Hedges, he said when he does a ride back in the United States, somebody will try to probably kill him. What a disgusting government we have. Back to you. KG4ZXNC, WB2JAS.
Hey, good deal there, Gary. And, yeah, I know what works your blood pressure up, hearing dumb crap like that and people just being so oblivious, should I say, to the actual science that we have presented in front of us. Hey, well, very good, Gary. God bless you, sir. And, take a break. Relax and don't let it work you up too bad. All right, clear with WB2JAS, Gary out of New Jersey. And let's see, going down the list, looking at Miss Laura into JTT. Good to know you're out there listening, Miss Laura. You and Mr. Marty into IOJ, net manager. Hey, quick reminder that you can catch us on libertynetradio.org. So drop in and check us out. The net is up and running, ladies and gentlemen, and you can get in there in the chat room if you would like. All right, moving down the list, it looks like Mr. Russ out of Georgia, KK4WX. Come on in, sir. What you got for us?
Oh, man, yes, yeah. Didn't know I was going to get called back, but that's good. Real good all the way around, and good to hear everyone. I caught the last little bit of Bill's transmission. That's when I happened to come in here. I was preoccupied with watching some of this streaming video instead of this live streaming video. Seems like one of the few places you can get any, I guess you could call it real news or true news or whatever. This is KK4WX out of Southern Georgia. Well, I don't have a lot to say, Jesse, but I just will report on a few things that kind of brought my attention to something that I would like to bring before the group here tonight. I was watching frankspeech.com, if you're not aware of it, and I'm sure most of you are, is Lindell TV. He really had Brandon Howe. I think that's how you pronounce his name, Brandon Howe, or House, has really got a real good show, an hour-long show that comes on, I believe, at 9 o'clock. And he had some real terrific guests. One of his guests I had never heard of before, but she's over in England, and her name is Anne-Marie Waters. Anne-Marie Waters, and she's the founder of For Britain Party. I wish you guys could have heard her interview. It was just, it's enough to really just blow your mind, and it kind of, I guess it kind of gets you worried or whatever, if you want, whatever you want to call it, about the state that Britain has gotten ourselves into, and what may be on the horizon for this country. Man, they have really taken these vaccine passports to another level. I think she was saying that they couldn't go to a bar, they couldn't go to I don't know how many different places now, public places, unless they had a vaccine passport. So if you're not vaccinated, if you don't have all your shots, if you're not fully vaccinated up to what they think you ought to be, if you don't have all your boosters and whatnot, evidently you can't go in any pub. And she said it's just steadily, the list is steadily growing, all of the different places that they wouldn't allow you to go. I did not hear her say grocery store yet, but I think restaurants was one of them. So
what are they going to do if, you know, what are people going to do over there that, don't want to take the jab? They don't want to take the poison shot. And but yet they're hungry. They don't have a farm. They don't live on a farm. They don't have cows and chickens and pigs and whatever else that might grow out of the ground to sustain life. And the only place they've got it to go is to the grocery store. Where are they gonna go if they say all of a sudden, well, you can't go in the grocery store if you don't have your vaccine passport. You don't take the poisonous jab. Folks, this is really getting serious. And it's, from what I understand, it's not just Britain, Great Britain or England. It's a lot of it's done spread, of course. It's been there down in Australia and New Zealand. I don't know where all over Europe. It's just extremely alarming. And then she talked about, which I wasn't aware of this, but then she talked about how the borders, how they're just, if we thought we didn't have any borders, Great Britain doesn't have any borders, hardly. I mean, they're just coming over by the boatload, she said, right where they had the battle, the real battle of Britain during the Second World War. There's just boats after boatloads of immigrants coming, and just they're just dumping them off on the shores. And you know, I know my wife went over there a couple of years ago, my wife and my son and my stepdaughter, and they went to London, and they said, you know, it's pretty much, London's pretty much gone to the Muslims. So I guess you know, that's one of the things that's slowly taking over. Another alarming thing, and I'll get back to the little news about the about our country here in the United States that was alarming to me. And I've looked, you know, I'm pretty well up to date. I get a lot of email sources from different news organizations and whatnot. But this is one that I don't know if it's because it was so late in the day or what the problem is. But I hadn't heard any news media report on it, except for Newsmax this evening on their report. That is, the House of Representatives passed a bill introduced by Ilhan Omar. I think that's the Muslim, that's Muslim woman supposedly that represents. Is it Minneapolis or somewhere up there in Minnesota? A bill that she introduced about Islamophobia. Islamophobia. Now, I don't know what's in that bill, but I can make a good guess. So what does this bill contain? I'd like to know. Supposedly it passed, and it passed strictly down party lines. 100% Democrats voted for it, and 100% Republicans voted against it. So there you go. It'd just be interesting in seeing what this bill and what all's in it, and is it going to be something like, well, if we can't, it's going to bar our offend our First Amendment rights of free speech? Is it where we can't say anything negative about Islam or Islamists or Muslims or anything like that? I'm just curious. Lord, you know, Christians get persecuted every day. If you're across the world on the other side of the world in some of these Islamic countries, you'll get your head cut off. So anyway, that's all I have tonight. Jesse, I've got to go. Just this one turn or transmission for me is going to have to do it, because I've got to get up early in the morning. I did want to add those little bit of points there, and maybe see whatever what anybody else has heard anything about the Islamophobia bill. Okay, y'all watch. Keep your eyes and your
computer tuned on frankspeech.com. Man, some good programming coming off of that streaming channel off of the internet. I'd highly recommend it. So back to you, Jesse. Go ahead and take it. This is KK4WX. Good evening.
Okay, roger, roger. Thank you. Appreciate that piece of information. And, yeah, frankspeech.com, a lot of good information is coming off of that website as well. And also the Alex Jones Show has been coming up with some decent stories lately that's not being brought to our attention by the main stream networks. So-called network, because this is all propaganda from this point on. If you haven't noticed, everything is garbage on TV. Every piece of news, everything is contradictory. A lot of information is not being put out that needs to be put out, but you need to start going to alternative sources. Read what other countries say about us. It's amazing. And before you go, Russ, all bills are just designed to circumvent our Constitution, and everybody needs to be aware of what's going on. And it's already happened in New York, Russ. If you ain't already seen the mandate jabs going on in New York, where they're retaliating now as we speak, this has gone way too far. It's gotten to the point where the grocery stores, you know, are denying you access to the ability to survive. You're trying to kill us with the jab. Now you're going to starve us out. Let's see. Concentration camp sell for me, ladies and gentlemen? Well, you better wake up. This is KG4ZXNC out of the Lexington Frost State of Pennsylvania once again here for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I'm going to take a quick pause and we'll see if there's any late check-ins.
KG0RSA.
KG0RSA. Mr. Moe, good evening.
Good evening, Jesse.
Okay, well, Mr. Moe, you're just coming in. Stand by 1 second, and I'll see if there's anybody else. Hey, this is Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I'm Jesse out of the Electric Fraud State of Pennsylvania, and we're still looking for check-ins. Anyone else? Late check-ins for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Call now. Nothing. Mr. Moe, you're at the bottom of the list, so you got anything you'd like to add before you move to the top, sir?
Roger, roger. I was 23 years old when Kennedy was shot, and where I lived at that time, comment was they did not put anything in the report that they wrote down to put in the report. Well, when you stop and think about it, there was that day. Because one of them shot and it hit the curb. Another one shot the chauffeur when he turned around to look at Kennedy, you watch his left hand. And when his left hand goes over the back seat, you know, there's a shiny object in his hand. He was the one that shot Kennedy because his brain went far backwards up the ladder. The way to get out on the truck. His wife could grab it. they came back later in Dallas, Texas, and cut that field of cement out of that curving where that one bullet hit and made a new curve. So that tells you something. I wouldn't believe anything as far as I'm concerned, other than he got shot in Dallas, Texas, that comes in that report. It's a lot of BS.
And paying attention to what history is all about and teach your kids. It's never too late to learn. Hey, thanks, Bob and Mr. Mo, KG0RSA. Always a pleasure hearing from you out in Nebraska. And thanks, Bob, KJOY. Moving to the top of the list, back to John, M4XYC. You may not be there, but I hope you still got room for one last comment.
Yeah, okay, Jesse, I'm still around. I heard someone either trying to check in or making a comment, so if there's somebody else that can come out.
That was Nebraska finishing up his comment.
Okay, well, I've been sitting here writing down a list of things that I could talk about, and it just, there's thousands and thousands of terrible tricks and you know, dirty tricks and plots and everything that the left has been pulling on us. And you know, one of them is when Obama was in office that 8 years, he and his administration, they were full speed ahead on community organizing. And what they did is they put in all of these little nonprofit groups in every town in America, and gave them billions and billions of federal dollars. And that's where we get the protesters from. And, you know, and it's just like Hitler's brown shirts. It's to influence public policy. It's to trick the public into thinking, well, my gosh, look at all these protesters on TV protesting this guy, the shooting of this man, or protesting or whatever.
and it's all a sham, it's all a con, because they use it just like Hitler did with the brown shirts to shape public opinion. And so when you see BLM and Antifa on TV and these riots and stuff, they're being sent there and directed. They're the muscle of the Democratic Party. That's who they are, and they're under the direction and the control of the Democratic Party. And they're paid. They're all paid on a paid salary. Some of that money comes from federal funding of these little nonprofit organizations, and then a lot of it comes from George Soros. And so just know that that's all fake. That's all fake. Every bit of that's fake. And it's all contrived. That's not a group of college kids or, liberal-thinking people wanting to protest a situation in a city. That is all intentional paid protesters inserted in to shape public opinion. So, it's just pretty rotten. That's just rotten. When you manipulate everything, nothing's real. Everything's a manipulation, and it's just rotten, absolutely rotten. And I'm getting myself, I bet my blood pressure is up 10 points, so I better put my flaps down and put my wheels down and turn it back to net control. N4XYC.
Hi, very good. Thank you, John. And I have the same problem. I gotta watch how much I want to consume of this. I'll tell you, it's a hell of a note. All right, thank you, sir. And for XYZ in the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Yes, that is correct. LibertyNetRadio.org, guys. Do not type in anything extra. You might be surprised. So with that, this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I'm KG4ZXC. Mr. Frank out of Fishkill, WTGIO. Come on in and let's see if the band got any better between us.
Okay, I'm here. Hold on a second. Bring my laptop over to the microphone here. W2GIO, Whiskey 2 Golf India Oscar, or GI Overslept. I got a note from Lieutenant Colonel Wendy Rogers from Arizona, who is working on the voter fraud stuff, and she has a report here about some of the results in Arizona. So she says Monday was the hearing on the 2020 election in Pima, P-I-M-A, which is a county in Arizona. It says a lot happened and you need to know, so let's get into it. Pima County had an unusually large number of anomalies for the size of the county. The private investigator who investigated the 2020 election and allegations of fraud had a lot to report. It says here, it says witnesses testified that labs used to certify voting machines in Arizona were not accredited as required by both state and federal law, specifically the Help America Vote Act. They also failed to submit documentation, conflict of interest, major shareholders, etc. Well, that's only a little bit of this story here. Liz Harrington reports, canvases of 172 homes in Pima County found 82 early ballots where voter is not a resident. So they have, out of 172 homes, they found 62 early ballots where voter is not a resident. 45% were potentially fraud, and only 52% of the houses responded. In fact, there was a number of towns where more registered voters were voting. Okay, in fact, there were a number of towns where more registered voters were voting
age population. So in to power Arizona, voting age population 182, and they had registered voters was 288. So there's 158% registration rate, with single locations having 173 registered voters. Then there's this town. Welcome to Sells, Arizona. Voting age population 1,375. Registered voters 2,762. More than double registered voters than population. This one is my personal favorite. Frat House in Arizona has 27 registered voters. Their average age, 45. So anyhow, I guess the frat house is a college frat house. And so the average age is 45. I'm going to figure that one out. Anyhow, that's from Wendy Rogers. And so she's pushing to uncover all this rotifort. So that's it from me. Hey, and I'm going to sign out because I got to hit the sack. So I'm going to say that with all this news, there is good news, and that is that God loves us and wants to bless us. So let's, God bless, wants to bless us, and God loves us. So that's it from me, and back to that. W2GIO.
Okay, well, thank you, Frank, and appreciate you bringing that up. And, I read that earlier. I was actually going to bring up a little bit of that subject about the election fraud in Arizona. I wanted to mention that earlier because all the voters, the population is half of what the voter registration is. What does that tell you? Oh, that's crazy. Frank, God bless you, sir. Take care, and thanks for being here tonight. WTGIO is in listening mode for the rest of the evening, so thank you, Frank. Master Bill, KO4FE, come on in. What you got for round two? Mr. Bill, KO4FE, you still with us, sir? KAJRY, copy?
I copy you.
Okay, Mr. Bill, KO4FE, are you still with us, sir?
KC3P.
Okay, we'll come back around to KO4FE. Who was the other station?
Hello, Charlie 3, off the mic, about Conway, South Carolina.
Okay, you say Kilo Charlie 3, Papa Mike?
Yes.
Okay, and the name and you, what, where are you located?
Conway, South Carolina.
Conway, South Carolina. Okay, what was the name, sir? Okay, Ralph, we got you in there, sir. You going to stick around? Would you like to make a comment?
I'm going to make a comment. And I don't know if you've heard a comment like this, but I'd like to say that.
Go ahead and make your comment, sir.
Okay. I'm a Christian. I'm not the best Christian, but I know Christian. And when Trump lost the election, that's when he got up to sleep. But I found a cross of
Appreciate your comment, and I pray that God is in control and he does have something up his sleeve. We can only keep our thoughts and prayers, you know, out there, because right now everybody needs to understand that we are under attack, and we need every piece of support we can get right now, because things are going to get worse. Thank you for being there, Ralph, and KC3, Papa Mike, out of Conway, South Carolina. Clear with you, sir, and hope you stick around for another round. Let's see, Mr. Bob, K8JOY, I'm going to hand it to you, and then we'll come back up and see if Bill's with us.
All righty, why don't you give Bill one more shot, and then I'll go.
Okay, roger, roger. KO4FE, you back with us, sir?
Guess not.
No, I'm not hearing them neither, Bob. Hey, K8JOY in the Wednesday Night Liberty News. I'm KG4ZXC. Go ahead and take it away, Bob.
All righty. Well, the topic was brought up earlier, so I'm going to use this as my second subject. WesternJournal.com. December 15th. Top cardiologist, game-changing study shows COVID vaccines are more dangerous than the virus itself. As many as 45,000 people may have died from the mRNA shot being given to halt COVID, according to the prominent physician, Dr. Peter McCullough. And teenagers, especially boys, are more at risk from being hospitalized from the vaccine than they are for COVID-19, he said. The culprit is the myocarditis, inflammation of the heart. McCullough should know. He wrote the book on cardiology, literally. Published more than 650 times in the medical journal, editor of Cardiology Journal, author of the cardiology textbook, as well as being an internist and qualified in public health, McCullough is critical of government responses to the COVID-19 pandemic. McCullough's background has included serving on several teams for new vaccines, so he was surprised at what happened in early 2021 when COVID vaccines were rolling out. I chaired data safety monitoring boards a couple dozen times. I know what I'm talking about, quote unquote, from McCullough. Quote, I have shut down with my committee's big pharma programs. I mean huge pharma programs, unquote. But things were handled very differently. recently with COVID-19 vaccines. And
the country don't have college degrees. So it's like that's one of those statistics.
Under
like
normal
she's
circumstances, when officials learned on January 22nd of this year that there had been already 182 deaths following the 278 million shots, the vaccine program would have been halted, McCullough said, directly on the Dark Horse podcast of scientist Brett Weinstein. Quote, our COVID vaccine program would have been shut down in February for excess mortality in America, unquote. McCullough said the shutdown should have been similar to the 1976 suspension of the nationwide voluntary vaccine for the swine flu following only 3 deaths and 94 cases of paralysis due to those shots. Only 3 deaths and they stopped the swine flu vaccine. He said there are major risks with the COVID shots, especially for old people. We now know it's seniors who die with the vaccine. 50% of those deaths occur within 48 hours. 80% of those deaths are within 1 week, he said. There's nursing home studies from Europe and Scandinavia. They show when they actually receive the charts, they're in the seniors, at least 40%. The doctors have, McCullough said, patients suffered severe reactions, fevers, chills, nausea, vomiting, blood pressure dropping, and then death within a day or two. Whether it's basically a cardiopulmonary collapse due to the overwhelming production of spike protein or the thrombotic or bleeding death in a few weeks later. We've heard that word spike protein very often. Quote, but they are clearly biologically related to the vaccine, unquote. There's also risk to young people, according to McCullough. Nothing that some obituaries for young adults have listed vaccines, noting that some obituaries for young adults are listing vaccination as the cause of death. Then there are the side effects. Even the Food and Drug Administration agrees there is a link between myocarditis and the shot. It was in younger children. It was serious. 90% required hospitalization. The FDA and CDC recognized 200 myocarditis cases in June, but the total has since jumped to 11,000 certified cases in the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, also known as VAERS, the U.S. sub-base that tracks vaccine-related deaths and injuries. Saying adding the children ages 12 to 17 are more likely to be hospitalized for myocarditis than for COVID. When Weinstein noted the vaccine mandates, the bullying and the stigmatism of the unvaccinated, the demise of civil liberties and general ignorance of myocarditis, McCullough responded that in general, people were willing to do what it takes to stop COVID, but people aren't willing to sacrifice their life for this, and that's where they're being asked for. They're being asked to take a vaccine, and even though it's rare, you can lose your life, and then people are saying, well, how rare is rare? And I can tell you that mortality rate for all expected analysis is unacceptably high. We're at 18,000 people in the CDC U.S. varies, about half of those domestic Americans that have died from the vaccine. Quote, this is very good work done with the Centers for Medicine and Medicare Services data suggesting the underreporting factor, and of this about 5, so you take 9,000 times 5. We currently are at the same number that is, 45,000. And this conservative, it could be greater than that. People are becoming aware of what's going on, according to McCullough. People are walking away from their jobs because they know they could die from the vaccine. Once the word got out that people could die from the vaccine, in fact, deaths were occurring in larger numbers. This was by mid-April. Rates of vaccination plummeted in mid-April. They absolutely plummeted. Yes, despite ongoing media and political alarmism, the COVID crisis is truly over. That's because 80% of the children in the U.S. already have had COVID, and they and everyone who has had COVID are protected by natural immunity. So kind of an interesting piece of information, and I pray for the ones that have gotten the shot. God be with you. I am just not going to, and I know Jesse's not either. So With that being said, Mr. Jesse, back to you. KJY Friday.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Bob. And, yeah, that's a very interesting article. What was the web page or website you pulled that from?
The Western Journal, and the topic is Top Cardiologist, Game-Changing Study Shows COVID Vaccines Are More Dangerous Than Virus Itself. I can go search it, excuse me, and send it to you as a link.
Okay, yeah, very good. And, yeah, that's good information. Everybody needs to be on top of the game here because a lot of good information that's being ignored by the mainstream, mainstream media. Well, anyway, you can call it what you want. I call it garbage news myself, but, yeah. Thanks, Bob, K-H-A-Y. Mr. Bill, KO4FE, are you down, sir? Or are you monitoring KF4FE? Are you still with us? I guess we lost Bill. Hope nothing major happened. So KF4FE, if you're out there listening, sir, hope things are well. We'll get back around and try to call you here on the next go-round. Hey, let's move it down. Thanks, Bob and KHJY out of Ohio. Let's see. Kilo Quebec 4, Echo November Reed, out of Kentucky. You still with us, sir? Okay, I guess Reed is in listening mode. So thank you, Reed, for being here tonight. If you're still listening, thanks for joining us. WB2JAX, Mr. Gary, out of Biffle, New Jersey. Come on in and tell us all about it.
Okay, Jesse. KG4ZX and a C, WB2JAX ray. How do you copy? Also, Bob, how do you copy?
Well, I'm copying you about 10 over S9, so you're quite readable. How about it, Bob? How you copying them?
You sound like you're just a smidgen off on frequency.
I'm off frequency.
Just by a little bit.
Yeah, this readout, I can't, this is... Yezu is not as good as my Kenwood. Anyway, all right, let me make this quick as I can. This is from a paper, it's called the Tri-State News from Asbury Park. It says, China is a communist nation that holds millions of Muslims in concentration camps, where women undergo forced abortions and sterilizations. Some who survived China's concentration camps report on... Redemptification programs to divest the persons of their religious beliefs and worse cases of human organ harvesting targeting Uyghurs and ethnic minorities. Christians and their churches have been forced to go underground. Also, down further, it states those obedience to the communist state are free to move around about. Those who are not so obedient have little access to travel or services. It sounds an awful lot like vaccine passports, doesn't it? In many ways, Murphy's, Garden State, and de Blasio's Big Apple more closely resemble communist China than Main Street America. Businesses and people's private health decisions have fallen under the domination and control of the state. I'm going to go down further in this thing, and it says here, the New York Times reported in November that thousands of Australians took to the streets to protest vaccine mandates and coronavirus restrictions. In August, New Zealand Prime Minister locked down the entire country after a single case of coronaviruses were detected. The mass rebellion across the Western world is in light of the launch afterward of too many Western nations. Well, I don't know about that. Anyway, all right. The last thing here it says China and the West are in a very real war. As China seizes lands from Vietnam to Japan and the Philippines, Western societies are asleep. So anyway, that it says here, the last thing is, fight their, Western nations have a choice. Fight their own people and lose or rally their people under the banner of liberty and democracy while preventing China from remaking the world and its tyrannical image. So this clown that I think Bill brought up before, this communist bastard, Blumenthal from Connecticut, and all these other scumbags, and that's what they are. I'm sorry to bring it up that way, but they are real scumbags in Washington, D.C., New York, New Jersey, and California. And the Midwest, I wish some of the Midwesterners would come out here and straighten our tyrants that, anyway. Back to you, KG4ZX and a CWB2JAX.
Okay, very good, Gay. And yeah, you couldn't have put it any better. This is the type of government that we've got now, and we got to tighten the reins on. We got to start making changes here in this country and start pushing back a lot harder now than ever before, because our lifestyle is on the line. Our country is on the line. Our God is on the line. Our whole concept of this country is on the line right now, and we need to be out there protecting it. God bless you, Gary. Thank you. WB2JAX out of New Jersey, and going down the list into JTT. Miss Laura, good to have you aboard tonight. Thank you for being there, you and Mr. Marty, and great work on everything. Alright, let's see. Moving down the list to KK4WX. Mr. Russ, are you still with us, sir?
In 4OQ. Put me in there, dude.
Okay, roger, roger. Good evening, Larry. In 4RONQ, Mr. Larry. Yeah, all right, stand by, Larry, and we're coming down the list pretty fast, so just stand by. We'll get back to you. Oh, by the way, 25:30 over. You're sounding great down here. All right, let's see. KK4WX, Mr. Ruff has left, so he said he was only going to make an early transmission, so he's out for tonight. So thanks for being there, Russ, if you're still marching. Mr. Moe, KD0RSA out of Nebraska. You got anything you'd like to add, Mr. Moe?
KD0RSA, well, thank you, Jesse. Yeah. I got a little bit I'd like to kick in and get it off my mind. Back to that Kennedy shooting, George Bush was standing on that corner that day. He was standing on that corner. He was caught in the video. Or else it was his twin brother, one or the other. But back to this LBJ thing. LBJ is the one that started the Vietnam War. Him and McNamara. And all they were doing was looking at a picture of what was in the bay over there next to Vietnam. And that's how they got that war started. They used that as an excuse. But the excuse was Lady Bird had most of their investment in steel, in iron. Well, what do you, how do you perk up an iron company if you don't start a war? Well, that's how the war got started, so her investment made a lot more money. But that also killed a whale of a lot of young men, which stopped the population in the United States.
that was also going on at the same time. So that was one of them things. And back to this Robert Kennedy assassination. After Kennedy got killed, who was next that got killed? Well, it was his girlfriend, or his girlfriend. I got the wrong one on my mind. I can't say her name right now. But anyway, she took all them sleeping pills he killed. Well, I don't think that she did that on her own. I think them were probably stuck down her. Because when they took her to the morgue for an autopsy, they never did get an autopsy of her. Never did. So you know that there was a lot of foul play right there. And then after she got killed, why, you see, I had this Muslim guy in the right position to kill Robert Kennedy. So it all kind of went in a triangle there for a little while. I just had to get in there and just kind of refresh you guys' memories and pull that around. KD0RSA.
Okay, yeah, Mo, I remember. Marilyn Monroe, yeah, she was too pretty to do an autopsy on anyway, but, they helped her with them sleeping pills, Mo, and they helped her wash them down with a half a quart of gin.
Yeah, Marilyn Monroe, that was what I'm trying to think of.
Hey, Roger, Roger. Well, thank you, Mo. And it's good to have our memories refreshed because that's the problem. People seem to have short memories lately. Hey, thank you, Mo. God bless. Kilo Delta Zero RSA out of Nebraska, Mr. Mo. Thank you for being here, like always. Hey, Mr. Ralph out of Conway, South Carolina. Kilo Charlie 3, Papa Mike. Stand by 1 second. Bob, how was you copying Ralph down there in South Carolina?
I cannot copy Ralph. I can copy Mr. Moe, and I have a photograph of Marilyn Monroe naked in the master bedroom.
Yeah, hang on to that one. Hey, thank you, Bob. I'm going to let Mr. Ralph make a transmission since he can't be heard by too much. I'll try to give an idea of what he's trying to relay his thoughts. Hey, Kilo Charlie 3, Papa Mike, Mr. Ralph, you still with us?
Yeah, still here.
Well, come on in. You came up a lot since the last time I heard you on your signal, so come on in.
Okay. What I was saying is Russian strikes deep state and it's been destroyed. The prophets were saying all summer long and in the fall, regardless of the explosion mark, all of them were real-based government. Most of them are probably going to end up dead or in prison. And it's not going to be pretty what's happening in January 1st. I don't know how many are involved in this. Probably throughout the world. It's just not in the United States. But this is going to happen. It's going to happen throughout the world. Two of Muhammad and Egyptians were killed in Passover came in the first middle AD or in the first show of all the families, including Pharaoh, Egypt, died. They were killed by the Babylonians. This is going to be similar. Okay. The casualties this is what I'm going to do. Three prophets instead. That's
3, Papa Mike, out of Conway, South Carolina. Thank you for joining us, Ralph. And yeah, some prophets I do believe in, but for you guys out there that could not copy Ralph, KC3, Papa Mike, out of South Carolina, he was referring to God and some of the prophets that are actually have came true and a lot that haven't. There's supposed to be a big event coming up on the first of the year, and but he can't elaborate on, but there's supposed to be some kind of big event going on. But I'll tell you, I've read a lot of these prophecies, and I'm not convinced they're all accurate, and sometimes the timeline just doesn't seem practical. But you know, all we can do is sit back and observe and pay attention and see what happens. Thank you, Ralph, and you take care, and I hope to hear you on the 73 round here. All right, moving down the list, this is KG4ZX, Tennessee, the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, out of the election fraud state of Pennsylvania. I am Jesse, your net control. Mr. Larry, did you copy Mr. Ralph?
Yeah, pretty good. He needs to turn his audio up just a tad. There are times it almost fell out, but I could copy him pretty good. If he turned his audio up, he would jump way up. His signal would, I believe. So, Ralph, when you next time you transmit through, turn your mic gain up just a tad there and see if that doesn't help there. Over.
Do you copy that, Ralph?
That helps over here.
Okay, how's that? 64.
That's better.
64. Take it up to about 75.
There's 75. Listening on SDR.
Much better.
Just about.
Well, it sounds a whole lot better now. We are receiving a lot more of your audio and signal there. So it is helping. Some of these SDRs are deceiving there, Ralph.
Well,
I see we're right there, Ralph. It sounds good tonight.
Yeah, Ralph, leave it right there. So far, I mean, you're really sounding good. I don't turn mine off at 95. It stays at 95 all the time. So that's my magic number. All right, thanks, Ralph. KC3, Papa Mike. All right, Mr. Larry, I'm going to go ahead and hand it off to you here on the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Take it away, Larry.
Okay. Thank you very much, Jesse. Here's an article I found on the USA Today. They're dismissing 27 airmen. They're dismissed for vaccine refusal. This comes from Washington Associated Press. The Air Force has discharged 27 people for refusing to get COVID-19 vaccines, making them what officials believe are the first U.S. service members to be removed for disobeying the mandate to get the shot. The Air Force gave its forces until November the 2nd to get the shots, and thousands have either refused or sought an exemption. Air Force spokeswoman Ann Stefanik, I guess, said Monday that they were the first airmen to be administratively discharged for reasons involving the vaccine. She said that all of them were in their first term of enlistment, so they were younger, lower-ranking personnel. And while the Air Force does not disclose what type of discharge a service member gets, legislation working its way through Congress limits the military to giving troops in vaccine refusal cases an honorably discharge or general discharge under honorable conditions. The Pentagon earlier this year required the vaccine for all members of the military, including active duty, National Guard, and the reserves. Each of the services set up its own deadlines and procedures for the mandate, and the Air Force set the earliest deadline. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has said the vaccine is critical to maintaining the health of the force and its ability to respond to a national security crisis. Well, that's a load of bull. The vaccine, the shot does not even keep you from acquiring COVID-19, and it doesn't keep you from spreading COVID-19 once you do have it, so it's really worthless. Besides, you're taking a big chance on dying, and these people knew it. And, you know, if everyone had just said, I'm not taking it, you know. Being here in Knoxville, Tennessee, where I live, the Knoxville mayor said he wasn't going along with the mandate. Also, the Knoxville police chief said, we're not going to go along with it either. This is ridiculous. We lose a lot of our people that don't believe in this type of strong arm, lucky coward trying to be a dictator up there and dictate people what people can do and what they can't do. And even though it doesn't keep you from getting the virus, there's no proof that it makes it any less easier on you once you do get it. And there is a lot of proof that they can kill you. The shot can, and in the future, chromosomal changes, cancer probable, and autoimmune diseases, sterility in women, on and on and on. So this is like a poison to our body, and it's forcing people to take it. So need to get them out of there. There's no doubt about it. You got to get these people out of there. None of these 27 airmen sought a medical, administrative, or religious exemption. Stefanik said several officials from the other services said they believe that so far only the Air Force has gotten this far along in the process and discharging people over the vaccine refusal. As a result, they were formally removed from service for failure to obey an order.
the phonics, it is also possible that some other infractions on their records, but all had the vaccine refusal as one of the elements of their discharge. According to the latest Air Force data, more than 1,000 airmen have refused the shot, and more than 4,700 are seeking a religious exemption. As of the last week, a bit more than 97% of the active duty Air Force has gotten at least one shot. And they're keeping on, too, with these booster this and booster that. You got to have another booster for that one, and then next year you got to have a booster. These people are crazy, let me tell you. They are completely crazy. They're running this country. Members of the Navy and the Marine Corps had until November 28th to get the shots, and their reserve members have it until December the 28th. Army active duty soldiers have until Wednesday. The members of the Army, National Guard, and Reserve have the most time to be vaccinated, with a deadline of the next June the 30th. As of December the 10th, the Pentagon said that 96.4% of the active duty personnel have gotten at least one shot. The number plummets to about 74%, however, when the Guard and Reserves are included. According to the Centers for Disease Control, about 72% of the U.S. population 18 and older have gotten at least one shot. Austin has made it clear that the Guard and Reserve are also subject to the mandate and warned that those who fail to comply risk their continuing as members of the military. Oklahoma's Republican governor and the state attorney general have already filed a federal lawsuit challenging the military mandate for the state's Guard. Governor Kevin Stitt is arguing that Austin is overstepping his constitutional authority. So, anyway, why would you have all these exemptions? Everything is so important to take these. Why would you exempt the House of Representatives and the Senate? And I think there's some more people that are exempt, too. They can exempt their own self, but they really stick it to the other people in the United States. And they're not even going along with any kind of immunity for having the COVID-19. And there's some people that have been talking to Congress, some doctors, and say the immunity is much better than the shot. So why not let the people who are immune from having it before not even have to worry about the shot? But the best thing is just don't take it at all and quit playing to these people. They are absolutely crazy, as Trump has found out there. He said he was draining the swamp, but he didn't know the swamp was that big. So I guess we all know it was a lot bigger than we can have ever imagined. So back to you up there, Jesse, from N4ROQ, Larry in Tennessee.
Hey, very good, Larry. And yes, you said it. Oh, Donald Trump said it. We all know now how big the swamp really is. It's worldwide. The swamp is that big. We've had outside political sources manipulating our government now for some time. We've been infiltrated by the Chi-Cons. We've been infiltrated, and our own industry has been bought out from under us, and they have betrayed us over in sack and gave it over to the Chinese at this time. So, Larry, they have gone batshit crazy, and I'm going to leave it at that. But thank you for the great information, and always a pleasure hearing from you. Oh, by the way, 35 over.
Thank you. All right, we appreciate it, and thanks for running the net, you and Bob, and always enjoy it. And for it, okay.
Hey, out of Tennessee, that's N4ROQ,
Mr. Lay, out of beautiful Tennessee. Thank you, sir.
Hey, before we move to the top of the list, let's
there was something I was going to add. But it doesn't do me any good to keep ranting because we all know what's going on around us. And they're coming for us. And I want to challenge everybody out there to start paying attention to your local areas. They're sending these migrants all over this great country, and we need to start focusing on where they're sending them, where they're going, and what they're up to. Are they being armed? Are they being, and how they're being treated, and see where these people are being relocated, because these are your new enemies, ladies and gentlemen. They're illegals with no ID, no information, no nothing. And we're going to allow this to continue. We all need to start taking notes and start reporting every Liberty Net if you see any buildup of these type of people. Because I'm going to call them troops. I'm expecting this to be nothing more than the Obama army that he promised to outdo the American civilians here in this country. So, hey, something to think about. Hey, this is KG4ZX and the C out of the election fraud state of Pennsylvania. And Tom Wolf, you know where you can go with you can go with Biden, the way I see it. All right, anyway, let's see, going to the top of the list. This is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Maybe something else I was going to add. Oh, libertynetradio.org. Don't type in anything special. You might get something special. All right, this is the Liberty Net. M4XYC, John, out of Tennessee. Come on in. What do you got for the 73 round?
Yeah, okay, Jesse, and everybody on the net. How many of you have heard the phrase, you will own nothing and be happy?
Well, I know I've heard it.
I've heard it.
Well, that's what their ultimate goal is. And you need to study life in China because I've kind of come to the conclusion that that all the leaders of the Democratic Party that went through college in the 60s and the 70s were pretty much indoctrinated that Mao Zedong was the greatest leader on earth. And I believe if you could hook a cable up to John Kerry and Hillary Clinton and Nancy Pelosi and all of them, and you could get them to tell you the truth, they would probably tell you that their goal, that they follow Mao Zedong, you know, the leader of the Communist Party, the founder of the Communist Party, and that's what their goal is here. Their goal is to turn America into a communist Chinese state. They want you to live in a 500 square foot apartment. And there's going to be universal income, but they're going to have like a homeowners association. And I've said this before, that they're going to eliminate the police because they don't need the police if they have social workers. And if you don't do what the social workers tell you to do, then they just simply call the army, and the army comes and gets you. That's why they don't need the police, and that's why they don't want the police. That's part of their goal. So let me take a break a second here. So if you remember Hillary and Joe Biden and John Kerry and all of them, remember they were meddling in the Ukraine when Trump was president. They were over there meddling in the Ukraine. First of all, they were washing money. They were washing money over there, running money through the Ukraine, and then kicking it back to themselves. But in addition to that, they were plotting to start a war with the Soviet Union. And why would Hillary and John Kerry be plotting to start a war with the Soviet Union if they didn't want to topple the Soviet Union?
because to achieve their one world government. That's exactly what it is. I'd like to, you know, I can't say some things, but I'd like to get them to tell the truth what exactly their goal is, because, you know, when Obama was in there, that's what they were doing in the Middle East. They were trying to set up a United States of the Middle East with Iran as the leader. And Obama and all of them, that's what they were up to in Syria. And they took Libya down. And so they worked real hard on the Middle East while Obama was president. And so now they're working on Russia, and they're working on Israel, and they're working on the United States. And that's the last three countries that they have to take out to achieve their utopia, the communist worldwide utopia on Earth. And that's what they're working on. And that's why you and your family need to be buying all the food that you can, all the canned meats and all the food in storage, because I think that what the plan is, they want civil war in America. And they want civil war in America because if we are in a civil war, then we're not going to have time to pay attention to China when they attack Taiwan and take Taiwan and some of those other countries over there, and also when Russia takes the Balkans. You know, they want the Balkans back, and so it looks we're in World War III. You just don't realize it. And the thing is you know, they could take our electricity out tonight at any time they want to. They could take our electricity out. And so, you know, you need to be buying food and storing food, and you need to be buying ammo too, because you know, who says they're not going to send the United Nations troops into the United States, which would really be Chinese troops, you know, to put us under control in our civil war. So love your brothers, love your American brothers and sisters, regardless of what race or nationality you are. Love everybody, and don't fall for this division that they're trying to create. So I could go on and on about all this, but it looks like we're in World War III. N4XYC, back in that control.
Hey, well, very good there, John. And yeah, you said a mouthful. I couldn't agree with you more. But I think they're already here, John. The UN is already being handed over. The naval base in Norfolk, Virginia, has been handed over to the UN. There's been articles about that within the last 3 months, maybe. That it was already handed over to them. So what do you think these people are doing? Bringing their lunchbox over here with all kinds of accessories? Yeah, I think so. I think that's the reason they wanted to get rid of our weapons over in Afghanistan. We're not bringing them back home. That way the American people don't have anything else to defend themselves with. It's amazing. I'm gonna blow up the ears here. Hey, thanks, John. God bless you, sir. N4XYC. Mr. Frank out of Fishkill, what you got for the 73 round? Whiskey 2 GIO. Come on in, Frank. Give him a call, Bob. See if he copies you.
Hey, Mr. Frank, he might have cleared, because I think he said about God loves us. Whiskey 2, Gulf, Ida, Ocean. Mr. Frank, are you with us, or did you clear for the night?
Okay, I think he cleared. I think he mentioned now in the last go-around, because I put a star over here beside his call. So, all right, thanks, Bob. Mr. Bill, KO4FE, did you get back with us, or did you call tonight, sir?
Okay, we're hearing nothing from Mr. Bill. I hope he didn't have any emergency going on there. So, Mr. Bill, if you're still there and monitoring, thanks for joining us tonight. KO4FB out of Pennsylvania, southwest Pennsylvania, clear with you. KAJJOY, Mr. Robert out of Ohio. Let's see, what you got to sum it up for the 73 round there, Rob?
Roger, roger. Well, my last one also is from Western Journal, and we all know about the little character that was shooting up the Oxford School, Ethan Crumbly, and remember his parents kind of disappeared, but they found them, and they've charged him, of course, with many, many crimes, with the death of the students and the injuries. His parents have been charged with involuntary manslaughter, which I see the reason, because they basically enabled him to have access to a firearm. But if you read the way the involuntary manslaughter is written, they were present and accidentally killed those kids. They weren't present. So you can't rewrite the law or bend it to fit because you want to make a smear on the right to have firearms. So, nevertheless, this article is about he's making a request from behind bars. And it starts out by, I'm not being humorous when I say this, but he could still be at school. He is still 15 years old, quote, unquote. Those words were uttered during a Monday afternoon court hearing by Deborah McKilvey, the court-appointed guardian for the suspected Oxford school shooter, Ethan Crumbly. Let me read him again. Quote, I am not being humorous when I say this, but he could still be at school. He is still 15 years of age. So she was asking if he could go back to school, the school where he possibly shot everybody. Both McKilvey and Crumbly appeared via Zoom to the Rochester Hills, Michigan court hearing. Crumbly is currently being held without bail in the Oakland County Jail. McKilvey told Judge Nancy Karnick it would be in Crumley's best interest to transfer him to a local juvenile facility, Oakland County Children's Village. For his age and mental, physical, and emotional well-being, housing him in the village would serve him more than where he is, she added. Concerns for his mental and emotional well-being. Is she kidding? What about the anguish of the families and friends of the victim? After allegedly killing four of his classmates and wounding seven others, Crumbly, if he committed the crime, should not be educated around other kids. The Independence notes that inmates at the juvenile facility receive an on-campus education in core subjects in collaboration with the Waterford School District. Another reason why McKilvey made this request is because Crumbly can hear other adults, which violates the statutes for minors being held in adult facilities. Crumbly's attorney, Paulette Buxton, agrees that McKilvey, she told the judge that a 15-year-old suspect murder was not a menace to other juveniles. Now that's a quote. He's not a menace to other juveniles. Of course, he only killed four others and wounded seven, but he's not a menace anymore. My God. Yes, you read that correctly. Kind of how that one incident was basically John Wilkes Booth's only crime. So they're basically saying Crumbly only had one incident. Well, so did John Wilkes Booth when he assassinated President Lincoln. Assistant Prosecutor Mark Heast appalled by these concerns, spoke up. This was a mass murder at a school. A mass murder is defined as three or more. So there was four. So, of course, we have to use these words to, again, we're bending on that gun violence thing. This was planned. This was perpetrated. He targeted juveniles. He told the judge he would contact the jail to make sure Crumbly is not in sight or sound of adults. Charges against Crumbly include one count of terrorism causing death, four counts of first-degree murder, 7 counts of assault with intent to murder and 12 counts of possession of a firearm in the commission of a felony. His victims include a young lady by the name of Baldwin, she's 17, Maya, 16, Juliana, 14, and a young boy named, last name Schilling, 17. Crumbly has pled not guilty to all charges. So they're asking for leniency on this young man after 4 murders and 7 violent assaults, because we want to make sure we take care of his mental and physical being, but we're not concerned about the victims that are gone and their family's anguish. I'm telling you, Jesse, the world is upside down. Back to you, KJY.
Well, Bob, you hit it on the money. It is exactly turned upside down as we speak. And that's why I emphasize everybody to stay vigilant and stay on top of everything. It is not over. And I have a feeling that we're going to have another December surprise before it's over, Bob. Hey, thanks for being here tonight. And good, you're sounding great over here in Northwest PA. So thanks, Bob. KJY, thanks again. Let's see. Mr. Reed out of Kentucky, he is in listening mode. So, Mr. Reed, I'm going to ask if you got any last comments you would like to add before on the 73 round. So, KQ4, Echo November, if you're still with us, sir, you got anything you would like to add? Okay, he must have retired, so that was KQ4, Echo November, Mr. Reed. And he was also mobile, so he's an 18-wheeler driver, so he's got to work. All right, moving down the list, WB2JAX, Mr. Gary, what do you got to wrap it up for tonight?
Somebody's tuning here. Okay. KG4ZX and a C, WB2JAX. Yeah, we got issues going. All right, I got a few things here. Number one, Loretta Lynch with the Clintons on the tarmac, if you remember back in June of 16. Anyway, she's a revolving door woman. She goes in and out of government, and she's in some law firm that's all corrupt. Number two, the deep state, New World Order, and the UN and the WHO, they're all in it together, the deep state. And Klaus Schwab, the new reset, they're all in collusion. Three, Fort Dix, McGuire Lakehurst has a community of Afghan immigrants. So we're all paying for these immigrants that came from Afghanistan with shitty pants president with his clown move. Number four, Meet the Press back in 1975, Frank Church, Senator Frank Church, warned about surveillance on American people. Surveillance on American people since 1975, it was noted by Frank Church. Okay, number five, Tucker had a list of for president in the future because Dirty Pants Biden, he can't hold a conversation, worse than me. And Murphy, New Jersey's Murphy, the clown of New Jersey, was one of the people on the list according to Tucker Carlson. And number six, Pfizer, I believe Pfizer probably is scheduled to be making $50 billion in 2022 with no liability. I repeat, no liability. He's going to make they're going to make $50 billion predicted in 2022. KG4, ZX and a C, WB2, JRX.
You know, that's a shame how these people can manipulate the market there. I tell you, it's crazy there, Gary.
It really is.
Hey, well, thank you for coming by and giving us your thoughts and your information as well. And, hey, we hope to hear you and see you again Saturday night on the Saturday Night Liberty Net also, Gary. So, hey, you take care up there, sir, and God bless.
You also. God bless the Liberty Net.
Great.
Roger, roger. Yes, God bless the Liberty Net. Hey, moving down the list, into JTT, Miss Laura, listening in on the SDR tonight. Her and Miss Marty, Mr. Marty, into IRJ. Thank you guys for being there. And Mr. Russ has checked out. That's KK4WX out of Georgia. Mr. Moe, it looks like it comes down to you. KD0RSA, what do you got you would like to add to the comments on the 73 rounds there, sir?
KD0RSA, Blue IDRM, Nebraska.
Figures 34, 24, 34. Anyway, he don't have to answer right now. I don't have much else to add to the net, except you young fellows haven't seen nothing yet.
Keep your powder dry. KD0RSA, I'll turn it back to you, Jesse. Over.
Break.
Okay, roger, roger, Mo, and thank you for being there, and I heard the break, so stand by 1 second. All right, out of Nebraska, Kilo Delta Zero RSA, Mr. Mo, thank you, sir. Who's the breaking station?
Jesse, would you put at the end of the list after Mr. Larry, a gentleman but goes by the name of Swan Bob, S-W-A-N-D-O-B. He works on Swan Radios. He's listening, but he's been in here before. His call letters would be Kilo Bravo 3 and Pet, Papa Echo Tango. He's out of Pennsylvania, and just acknowledge that he's listening when you get to the end. And don't forget Mr. Paul. Over.
Roger. Give me his call one more time. KB3-something Echo Tango. Give me that call again.
It's Kilo Bravo 3, Papa Echo Tango. KB3 and the word pet.
Okay, where's he out of?
Let's see, Grindstone, Pennsylvania, which is Fayette County.
Fayette County. I know exactly where he's at. All right, very good. We got him on the list.
All right, and he put in the AIM window, hello, I'm listening, working on an amp right now. And his last comment was, everyone has to remember, God has the last word. So I just wanted you to at least make your recognition when you get to that point.
Okay, very good. Sounds great. All right, we got it. All right, Bob, K-8-J-O-Y, clear with you. And let's see, Mr. Ralph out of South Carolina, you got any final thoughts you would like to add before we close the net down for the 73 round? KC3, Papa Mike, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here. KC3, PM, we're on way to South Carolina.
Democrats have done. They've stole from the American people 2 too long, and it's got to stop. But Trump did win. It just wasn't gave to him like it was supposed to. Hey, you take care, Ralph. God bless. Thank you for being here tonight, and I hope you join us again here Saturday night. So KC3, Papa Mike. God bless. 7-3, sir. Hey, Mr. Larry, you are at the next on the list, so M4ROQ, come on in.
Alright, thanks, Jesse. Thank goodness we've got a federal appeals court that has is upholding this asylum stay policy in Mexico. This comes from the Nation and the World. Associated Press, Kevin McKeel, says New Orleans, a federal appeals court has dealt another blow to the Biden administration's attempt to undo former President Donald Trump's policy requiring people seeking asylum in the United States to remain in Mexico while their asylum claims are being processed. In a Monday night ruling, the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans upheld a Texas-based federal judge's decision maintaining Trump's policy, formerly known as the Migrant Protection Protocols. President Joe Biden's administration has appealed the August decision, but also began working with Mexico to re-implement the policy while the legal battle continued. Monday's ruling by 3 Fifth Circuit judges said the administration's move to end the policy was arbitrary and violated a federal immigration statute requiring detention for those in the country illegally pending removal proceedings. If there is no capacity to detain them, Judge Andrew Oldham wrote for the panel, the statute allows the Department of Homeland Security to return them to continuous territories while proceedings are pending. Biden suspended the program on his first day in office in January, and Homeland Security Secretary Yolando Mayorkas formally ended it in June, but Missouri and Texas sued to reinstate it. Texas-based U.S. District Judge Matthew Kanzmark issued an injunction keeping the policy in place, saying the administration failed to follow required procedures for ending it and did not have the capacity to detain all asylum seekers. And as you know, they've been putting a lot of these illegal aliens at a military base in Texas and flying them all over the United States and putting them in a lot of the swing states, so they can hopefully try to have more people to vote for them in the next elections. I did hear where DeSantis said that he's making up money, or he's working on getting enough money to fly the people that are in his state of Florida to fly them to Delaware and reinstate them there in Delaware. So that will make Joe Biden really happy. Okay, here's another article here. GM looks to make all-electric outboard motors for boats. General Motors is looking to take its zero-emission strategy offshore, literally. GM says it's acquiring a 25% ownership stake by investing $150 million into Pure Watercraft, which now values Pure Watercraft at $600 million, said GM spokesman Mark Lubin. That deal is made up of in-kind commitments and capital. GM is not disclosing how that is split up at this time, he said. GM and Pure Watercraft, a startup based in Seattle that makes all-electric motors for boats of all different kinds, share a stated goal to expand zero-emissions mobility and promote EV adoption
beyond cars. The two companies will develop and commercialize battery electric watercraft using GM's technology in a variety of boating uses to accelerate the industry's transition to all electric. There's this liberal Democrat stuff they're working on. Batteries are just expensive, and when they go down, you're dead in the water right there. This is just a bunch of bull to keep, they say that the emissions are too much, and that's why all of our jobs are gone, people. They've run them off by these liberals through the years. Have required so much to get permits, to have a job, to have buildings, to have businesses. They've run them off to Mexico and to China and all over the world. So they're working on running all the jobs out for sure, and trying to get all electric stuff here, not just cars. They're wanting boats, planes, and everything else. The two companies will develop and commercialize battery electric watercraft using GM's technology in a variety of boating uses to accelerate the industry's transition to all electric. The deal also could be lucrative, according to the National Marine Manufacturers Association. That's the NMMA. The sales of outboard engines in the U.S. hit an all-time high last year at $3.4 billion, CNBC reported. GM has said it will invest $35 billion through 2025 in developing EVs and self-driving cars. In October, General Motors told investors it was transforming the company to be a software and technology company that expands offerings beyond autos. So they're probably in line with these liberal Democrats to develop self-driving cars and all electric pretty soon here. Let's see if we've got anything else here that we can bring to. Oh yeah, did you all hear about the truck crash with all these migrants, 55 migrants dead? This comes from in Mexico. Rescue workers arrived at a road accident in southern Mexico. Found a horrific scene, a tractor trailer jammed with as many as 200 migrants. It crashed into the base of a steel pedestrian bridge, killing 55 and injuring dozens. The migrants inside the tipped over trailer, were tossed and crushed in a pile of both the living and the dead. In addition to the 55 killed Thursday evening, at least 52 were injured. It was one of the deadliest days for migrants in Mexico since the 2010 massacre of 72 people by the Zetas drug cartel in the northern state of Tamaulipas. Rescuers removed the dead from the pile while they leaving scrambled to get out of the twisted debris of the collapsed trailer. And it goes on and tells about the accident. So it's unbelievable there. That's probably all these 200 in this one 18-wheeler bed there in the trailer itself. Hard telling how many of those have slipped through into the U.S. It looked like what they were trying to do. Most aboard were from Guatemala and Honduras, estimating 8 to 10 young children among them. He said he was trying to reach the United States, but now expected to be deported to Guatemala. Authorities said there are also migrants from Ecuador, the Dominican Republic, and Mexico abroad. Now, from what I've heard, there's at least 170 different countries sending people through the Mexican border. So, just not Guatemala and Honduras and all of Mexico, just those countries all down in that area. They see an opening, and they're coming in from all over, 170 different countries. So, that's what these liberals have turned our borders into, people. So,
don't ever forget them. Leaving all the ammo and the planes and all the guns, everything else over in Afghanistan just not very long ago. That was set up to help the people over there, and also the Muslims. The Muslims, which are part of the Obama is a Muslim, and I'm sure he had a big hand in the deal over there. So don't ever forget them. The millions and billions of dollars worth of ammo and guns and everything else. Planes. This was a this was treason. So back to you up there, Jesse from N4ROQ.
Okay, thank you, Larry. And wow, I did not know about the accident with the truck load turned over. I was not aware of that. This is what's going on all over the place. I wonder how many truckloads have gone up across the border and up through Mexico and into the United States without even being checked. It is so frustrating, Larry. I don't know where to start anymore. Anyway, thank you, sir, for bringing that to my attention as well. And I'm sure everybody else out there is glad to have that little bit of information as well. So thank you, Larry. N4ROQ out of Tennessee, Mr. Larry, thank you. Let's see, Mr. Paul, thank you, sir, for doing all the SDR recordings. We appreciate you being out there, and I hope the band is good enough tonight to make the recordings readable or audible, I should say. So thank you, Paul. All right, moving down the list, KB3PET, Bob, out of Fayette County, working on equipment tonight, so good to have you aboard and listening in. I hope it ain't been too boring for you. So, hey, good to have you aboard, and all the shortwave listeners out there as well. This is KG4ZXC at the bottom of the list, and I am out of voter election fraud state of Pennsylvania. Yeah, we had a certain amount of voter fraud. So now I'm changing to the election fraud because that's what's going on right now. Tom Wolf and all his cronies up there up there in the Capitol building are doing everything in their power to destroy us here in Pennsylvania. And we need to be on top of it and start calling every one of your congressmen and raising Cain. Don't let them take a moment and start slacking now. All right, this is Jesse out of the Allegheny Mountains of Pennsylvania, and this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I'm going to make one last call for anyone that would like to make any last comments, gripes, moans, groans, gripes, anything, anything I may not have thought of, just anything before we get ready to shut that down. Call now.
Well, Jesse, I just want to say good job. Yeah, we have 13 people on NetLogger. And remember, it's netlogger.org. We are, through Mr. Marty and Miss Laura, we are the original, the real Liberty Net, not the perverted pedophilia one that will burn your eyes with unlicensed timers. So with that being said, back to you, young man.
Hey, very good, Robert, and once again, appreciate you running the logger. I'm hoping to have everything repositioned again by Saturday night, so hopefully I'll be up and running with that. Hey, anyone else you got any last comments they want to add? Call now.
WB2JAX, one comment.
Okay, WB2JAX, take it away, Gary.
Okay, Jesse, yeah. The trucker that crashed and killed all those immigrants, that reminds me of a few years ago, I'm not sure exactly when, but they had a trucker park his rig in a truck stop. and left. And I think there was over 100 people in that truck, tractor trailer, that died from the heat. And this stuff happens quite a bit. Over.
Yeah, you know, you're right. I did hear about that one, and yeah, that kind of eluded me there. But yeah, you're right. There were so many of them suffocated in the truck because it was too hot. They didn't have proper ventilation. So yeah, I do recall that. Hey, well, very good, Gary, and thank you for reminding us, because we all do have short memories out here, and we need to stay on top of the game. Thank you, Gary. Anything else?
No, you did a great job, Jesse.
All right, Gary, 73 WB2JX, N4XYC, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want you to remember a couple of terms, everybody. The Great Reset, this is the Great Reset. You know, they couldn't take our guns, they couldn't get our guns away from us. So they decided to unleash a virus upon the world, and that's what we're living through right now. And if you listen to the Davos group, which is the globalist, that is the New World Order, they say you will all own nothing and be happy. So that's their goal. You will own nothing and be happy. So keep those thoughts in mind this week. While you're going about your business, N4XYC.
All right, yeah, good choice words there. Very good there, John. And yeah, we need to be on top of things and pay attention to what's going on around us. And don't just stick your head in the sand and bury it. We all need to stay focused. So good words. Glad to have you aboard, John, N4XYC. And as Mr. Moe always says, ladies and gentlemen, keep your powder dry. All right, with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and shut the net down with Mr. Bob, KHLY. We'll do the last final comments, and we're going to shut the net down for Wednesday night, ladies and gentlemen. It is Thursday morning, so thank you everybody who participated today. Before I do that, N4XYC, John, thank you for being here. W2GIO, KO4FE, KHJY, KQ4, Echo November, Whiskey Bravo 2JAX, N2JTT, Miss Laura, thank you for being there tonight as well. And Mr. Vardy, KK4WX, Russ, KD0RSA, Mr. Moe, KC3, Papa Mike, Ralph, N4ROQ, Mr. Lay, Mr. Paul for doing the SDRs, and Mr. Bob, KB3PET. I hope to hear you on the radio here soon, so don't be a stranger. Hey, this is KG4ZXC. Bob, you want to tie it up?
All righty, Mr. Jesse. As Mr. Jesse closes the window on this night's Liberty Net, the Mr. Jesse wants to wish Mrs. Calabash a good night wherever she is, as well as a safe night to all the ships at sea, including the United States Navy sailors and soldiers that are possibly listening. A special thank you and a rest in peace to our Silent Keys, W1WCR, Mr. Victor, W9FAM, Mr. Vern, KE8INE, Mr. Jim, KN4CF, Mr. Robert, N3GVA, Mr. Mike, W2WCW, Mr. Frank, W8MPB, Mr. Harvey, K4GAR, Mr. Harrison, KB2DYD, Mr. Dennis, KE2LO, Mr. Eugene, K21WN, Mr. Owen, and KI2J, Mr. Mike. It is my prayer for God to bless this great country, bless our first responders, our sailors, our soldiers, our Marines, our airmen, and our Space Force. May God be with each and every one of you. Thank you for joining us, and with that, I'll pass it back to our host, Mr. Jesse.
KC8KTN, does anyone copy? Yes, station, we do copy you. Stand by 1 second. This is KG4ZXC, and this is the Wednesday Night Living at coming to a close. Thank you, Bob, for running the logger and keeping up with everything, and God bless each and every one. This is KG4ZXC, cloning the net. That station was recognized. I'm sorry. Give me your call.
Kilo, Charlie, 8, Kilo, Tango, November. I was just wondering how well you're copying me.
Well, I'm not copying you too awful bad there, sir. I'm probably a little bit above the noise, about 2 S units, which is probably about 10 over S9 here.
Well, thank you very much, my friend. I just got off of work and just tuning around, and I always like this frequency in the net and all the people out here. The name here is Chuck. I'm in Niles, Michigan, right on the Michigan-Indiana state line, across the lake from Chicago, about 80 miles as the crow flies, east of Chicago, and right on the Michigan-Indiana state line, about 8 miles north of the University of Notre Dame.
Okay, well, very good, Chuck. Sorry we didn't stick around too much longer tonight, but would you like to throw something else in there?
Just wanted to say this country's going to pull through, and we are going to make it. Presidents come and go, and hopefully the next go-around we'll get a better president, and this midterms will get maybe the ship started pointed in the right direction. God bless you and everybody out here, and God bless America, and this country is strong, and we will make it through this little bad session.
Comment?
Go ahead, my friend.
All right, you're 10 over 9 in Grindstone, PA, KB3 PET.
You, my friend, are about a 15 over S9 on my Icon 7300. Great signal and great audio.
Mr. Bob, KB3PET, I wasn't sure if I should be in calling on you or not, sir. I do apologize.
Oh, it's no big deal. I've got a, I don't know, it's an old sleep tube app, GLA 1000A or B, that was dropped off that somebody said it couldn't be repaired, and I started laughing because the on-off switch was dead. That's all that's wrong with it.
Oh, that's funny. Well, you know, people overlook the obvious.
Yeah, well, you know what's worse than that is having somebody give you a Dentron Clipperton L and said, well, it worked fine until the tubes went sideways, and I had to change the plate choke, the anode chokes, and I got everything done, rebuilt the power supply board, put new diodes in it, and I turned it on high voltage, and I ain't got no idling current. I'm like, what the crap is going on? I pulled my hair out for about 3 weeks. I finally pulled the relay out, the King relay out, and I'm like, what moron put the Zinnier diode on the same thing as the ground going through the 48-ohm resistor, which basically keeps the tubes at, at cutoff? And I'm like, you moron. I flipped it around, turned it on tonight, and it's fine.
Well, God bless you. You know more about this stuff than I do. I don't get to tinker around too much, especially in these amps. Not my cup of tea exactly, but always looking for a good challenge. Mr. Bob, well, thank you for being here tonight, sir, and good to have you aboard.
Roger, roger. 73 to you, KG4ZXC, KB3PET, 73 to you and everybody on the net.
Hey, 73, Bob, KB3PET. Chuck, up there in Michigan, Kilo Tango November. I'm sorry about that. I had to jump in there real quick before Bob jumped out. But, hey, good to have you aboard, too, Chuck. Do you get in here late or you work second shift? What's up? I think this is the first time I actually spoke to you.
Yes, I do work second shift. Normally, I don't get off till 1 in the morning. We are allowed to work overtime, and that's all voluntary if we want to work over. And I have been pulling 12-hour shifts, but I decided to come home on an 8-hour shift today, and I thought I'd come out here and drink a beer and listen to ham radio.
Well, I'm glad you did there, Chuck. Well, hey, you take care up there in Michigan. I'm going to get ready and shut down, but hey, sorry we wasn't around a little bit longer for you to join in, but we hope to hear you again soon.
Well, thank you very much, my friend. You stay safe, and again, have a Merry Christmas. While we can still say it in America, and I'll always say it, Merry Christmas, and God bless you, sir, and everybody out here that can hear this little old small little old station I got. Stay safe and enjoy Christmas and Happy New Year. And again, this country will pull itself through. We've been through way worse, World War II, World War I, the Civil War. We pulled through. We'll pull through this.
Well, I pray to God that happens. Hi, 73's Chuck, KC8, KTN, KG4ZXC. And thanks again, Bob.
Roger, roger. I put Mr. Chuck on the net logger.
All right, good deal. And Mr. Larry, hope Mom and you guys are doing okay, and hopefully I'll be in here tomorrow night to jump in here for a while. So 73's Larry, and also Mr. Mo, 73's out there in Nebraska, and everybody else. KG4ZXC.
This is KC8KTN. I'll just be listening, monitoring the frequency for a little bit. Everybody out there, stay safe.